This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's president said on Tuesday at the United Nations General Assembly that Russia is not just using conventional weapons in its war against his country, it's weaponizing several other things around the world. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Volodymyr Zelensky says while there are global restrictions on weapons themselves,
there are no real restrictions on weaponization.
He tells the UN General Assembly Vladimir Putin's taking advantage, weaponizing everything from food prices.
The impact spans from the Atlantic coast of Africa to the Southeast Asia.
To energy.
Turning other countries' power plants into real dirty bombs.
Zelensky's warning to fellow leaders.
When hatred is weaponized against one nation, it never stops there.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Ukrainian governor says Russia launched a massive drone attack on the western city of Lviv, burning down a warehouse said to house humanitarian supplies and killing one man. Ukraine's Air Forces says it intercepted 27 of 30 Shahed drones. The drones that got through air defense systems sparked an inferno at the industrial storage facility, which was not used for military purposes. Azerbaijan sent troops backed by artillery strikes into Armenian-controlled Nagorno-Karabakh on Tuesday in an attempt to bring the breakaway region to heel by force, raising the threat of a new war with its neighbor Armenia. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called on Azerbaijan to halt its operation immediately, saying it was worsening an already dire humanitarian situation in Karabakh. This is VOA News. Canada has expelled an Indian diplomat as it probes a possible link to a Sikh slang. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has called credible allegations India's government may have had links to the assassination in Canada of a Sikh activist, an accusation that New Delhi rejects as absurd. Canadian Foreign Minister Melanie Joly tells the media the allegations are not only troubling, but completely unacceptable.
If proven true, this would be a grave violation of our sovereignty and of the most basic rule of how countries deal with each other. We've been clear we will not tolerate any form of foreign interference.
Joly says the head of Indian intelligence in Canada has been expelled as a consequence. Now India has expelled a senior Canadian diplomat, accusing Canada of interfering in its internal affairs. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Burkina Faso's transitional legislature on Tuesday approved a law authorizing the dispatch of troops to neighboring Niger, which faces threatened military intervention to restore civilian rule following a coup. Under the new law, Burkina can send a military contingent to Niger for a 3-month renewable period. Niger's democratically elected president, Mohamed Bazoum, was toppled by rebel officers on July 26th. They were swiftly supported by juntas in neighboring Mali and Burkina Faso, whose presidents were likewise forced out following failures to stem militant insurgencies. Nigerian President Bola Tinubu held talks Monday with South Africa's president on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York as Tinubu continues to work for foreign investment in Nigeria. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
During his campaign this year, Tinubu promised to boost Nigeria's economy if elected president. Since assuming office in May, the president has embarked on the country's boldest economic reforms in decades, including scrapping a popular but highly expensive fuel subsidy. This week, Tinubu is scheduled to meet with U.S. President Joe Biden and executives from Microsoft, Meta, and ExxonMobil. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
The United Auto Workers Union is preparing to expand its strike against 3 major U.S. automakers unless it sees progress in contract negotiations. In a video statement late Monday, UAW President Sean Fain said workers at more factories will join those already on strike at noon Friday unless there's serious progress toward agreements. The UAW strike, limited to 3 plants, now in its 5th day. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.